Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Athletic reporting that Colts tight end Tyler Warren left practice early. He appeared to injure his groin. Los Angeles Chargers starting center Tyler Biadasz out indefinitely after injuring his ACL and the other parts of his left knee. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive tackle Vita Vea agreed to a one-year $30 million extension. And Commanders defensive tackle Johnny Newton out indefinitely as he tore his pectoral. Peyton Watson is going to the Cleveland Cavaliers on a trade. Max Strus going to the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Denver Nuggets receiving a 2031 Cavaliers first-round pick and 2032 Kings second-round pick. Watson will sign a new four-year, $88 million deal to join the Cavaliers. That deal will include both a player option and a trade kicker, per Sham Sharania. In the WNBA, AZ Foot, Dallas Wings rookie, will undergo arthroscopic right knee surgery next week and miss the remainder of this season.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K-John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K-John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group sentenced to a month in county jail. Representative Panetta announces nearly $4 million for Paso Robles Airport. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. 71-year-old David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation and 30 days in county jail. His sentencing is from felony vandalism and misdemeanor violations of court orders. Mr. Leader pled guilty to these counts in July, and his plea agreement resolved two consolidated criminal cases arising from a prolonged pattern of alleged vandalism, harassment, and repeated violations of a civil harassment restraining order at several Templeton area neighbors. A restitution hearing is scheduled for November 4th at 8:30 a.m. in the Department 7 of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. Representative Jimmy Panetta announced nearly $4 million in federal funding will go to rehabilitate a taxiway A at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport. The federal grant, awarded through the FAA's Airport Improvement Program, will support the rehabilitation of 1,900 feet of existing taxiway pavement and minimize foreign object debris that could interfere with safe airport operations. Mayor John Hammond said, quote, Congressman Panetta's $3.9 million investment strengthens our airport's infrastructure and safety, supporting regional economic growth, public safety, air operations, emergency response, and our future horizontal launch spaceport opportunities. Slo County agriculture generates $3.4 billion to local economy. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. According to a new study released by the county's agricultural commissioner and sealer, Martin Sitivendemi, the county's agricultural and livestock sectors generated $3.4 billion in economic activity in 2024. The study found that agricultural activity injects $9.3 million into the county's economy every day. This report reflects a 34% increase from the 2019 economic report. Agriculture employment totaled over 19,000 positions. About 12,000 were tied to agricultural production and processing. Adjusting for inflation, agricultural production value has grown 22.5% over the last decade in San Luis Obispo County. The full report, titled Economic Contributions of San Luis Obispo County Agriculture and Livestock, is now available for public review on the county's website. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a structure fire at 522 4th Street. A raised duplex had a fire started on the outside deck, which spread to nearby vegetation. Firefighters contained the blaze to the deck and exterior of the building with no extension into the attic. A total of 12 firefighters responded to the incident. The cause was determined to be smoking-related, according to a release from the fire department. Highway 41 was closed in both directions yesterday morning due to a fire near the Kings County and San Luis Obispo County lines. A big rig carrying hay that was on fire pulled over to the roadside at about 9:30 a.m. yesterday morning. The fire from the hay spread to nearby vegetation, prompting a response from Kings County Fire. CHP posted on X that the fire would close the highway in both directions between the 46 of the Chelam Y and Highway 33. The roadway was closed for about an hour as crews worked to extinguish the blaze. The next regularly scheduled meeting for the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority for Wednesday, August 26th, has been canceled. The next meeting now will be held Wednesday, September 23rd at 4 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 6-4, Astros over the Angels 3-2, the Royals beat the Athletics 9-7, the Giants shut out the Guardians 1-0, Mets beat the Padres 4-2, the Yankees over the Orioles 5-3. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Royals, the Giants will face the Guardians, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, CHP has joined more than 100 law enforcement agencies for a national organized retail crime blitz, helping recover almost $1.05 million in stolen goods. From August 1st through the 9th, CHP's task force saturated communities and led coordinated operations, arresting 97 suspects. Earlier this week, The California Public Utilities Commission approved Waymo's updated passenger safety plan, clearing the company to expand paid driverless services across more of California. The footprint will now reach new markets around Sacramento and San Diego. On Wednesday, the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection approved a new Zone Zero law throughout the state. Under the new guidelines, Californians in specific areas statewide could be required to remove combustible materials outside their home. Zone Zero targets the first 5 feet around the home. The draft regulation says fallen leaves, tree needles, bark storing firewood, and other combustible materials must be removed from this area. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Technology is becoming more and more sophisticated, but sometimes the most successful innovations solve the simple and more straightforward problem. Take, for example, RanchBot, which founder Andrew Coppin says helps ranchers monitor the water available for their livestock without having to drive around for hours just to find out if everything's working properly.
The ranch is getting insights around their water levels in their storages. Is the water too high? Is the water too low? And most importantly, is the water falling too fast? You know, if normal is 10 inches an hour, if it's falling at any greater rate than 10 inches an hour at any point, they will know about it within minutes of that occurring. So you think about, you know, today, right now, it's probably 500,000 ranchers driving around to check things that 95% of the time don't need checking, but they're doing it because it's 105 degrees here in Texas. They have to drive to check, but 1 minute after they've checked things, they still don't know what's happening. And this technology totally removes that burden from a time perspective, from a money perspective, and from a peace of mind perspective.
RanchBot recently closed a $15 million Series B financing round to expand to more ranches across North America.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Hi folks, here at the Western Ag Network, our hearts go out to the ranchers, farmers, families, and firefighters battling devastating wildfires across the West. In challenging times like these, we're reminded of the strength of our rural communities and the neighbors who step up to help one another. At the Western Ag Network, we're proud to serve these communities. From all of us here, we say thank you to everyone working to protect lives, livestock, and livelihoods. Stay safe.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California lettuce was not impacted in a sprawling cyclospora outbreak that sickened thousands of people and made frequent headlines this summer. But farmers in the state who produce most of the country's lettuce are shouldering much of the economic pain as wary consumers ditch lettuce and other fresh produce. Last month, lettuce prices declined at 16.4%, the largest month-over-month drop on record, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Meanwhile, market research reported that from July 18th to August 8th,
Sales of iceberg lettuce fell 25.4%, and prepackaged salads dipped 34%. Growers said they were left with little choice but to destroy about a third of their lettuce crops that were all ready to harvest. It's been really bad, said Ryan Kelly, vice president and manager of Salinas-based Boudinet Farms in Monterey County. Since mid-July, he said the collapse in lettuce sales had erased the farm's entire profit margin for the year. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few afternoon clouds, otherwise mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 90s Saturday, mid-90s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 66 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground today. Interest rates rose again, though the Treasury Department took steps yesterday to stabilize long-term rates. Investors are looking at weaker sales growth for Walmart. Shares are down 9%. Though sales rose in the recent quarter, the 2.6% increase is the smallest gain in more than 6 years. The Conference Board's leading economic index improved in July, suggesting moderate growth ahead. It nudged up 0.2% last month. The research group says the index is up 4 times in the past 6 months after remaining flat over the previous 6 months. It expects growth to be driven by business investments in artificial intelligence. And the Philadelphia Federal Reserve's manufacturing index for this month is upbeat. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest Best Lens, and Michaels Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michaels Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
The packaging on hearing aid batteries is pretty hard to open. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. And they're the only ones in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get the other case free. All you have to do is call Hearing Aid Specialist, 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, the term riverboat gambler is synonymous with being a cheat, as it was in the 1800s. But as we shall see, riverboat gamblers didn't always win in the end. On the evening of August 21, 1832, a young man from Natchez, returning from a honeymoon, entered into a poker game with some riverboat gamblers. But that wasn't his biggest mistake. His biggest mistake was that he was playing with $50,000 he had collected from some of his hometown merchants. One of the spectators was a southern gentleman dressed in a plain black suit. The southern gentleman immediately saw that the game was rigged. When the young man's last dollar was gone, he jumped up from the table and headed outside. As he was attempting to jump overboard, the southern gentleman grabbed him. Acting and looking every bit a preacher, the gentleman in black consoled the young man and took him to his cabin, getting assurances that he wouldn't try it again. The gentleman then went back to the three riverboat gamblers and got into the game. The table ended up piled high with money. The gentleman in black noticed one of the gamblers pull a card from his sleeve. In a single motion, he pulled an enormous knife from his jacket. "Show your hand," he yelled. "If it contains more than five cards, I shall kill you." Four aces and a queen and a jack fell from his hand. The man in black said, "I shall take the pot with a legitimate poker hand of four kings and a ten." The pot contained $70,000. "Who the heck are you anyway?" screamed the gambler. "I am James Bowie," responded the man in black. With that, any impulse the gamblers had to fight was gone. Jim Bowie gave the young man the $50,000 he had lost and pocketed the remaining $20,000. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a structure fire at 522 4th Street from a raised duplex. The fire spread to nearby vegetation, starting on the outside deck. Firefighters managed to contain it with no extension into the attic. The cause was determined to be smoking-related. Highway 41 was closed in both directions yesterday morning due to a fire near the Kings County and San Luis Obispo County lines. A big rig carrying hay that was on fire pulled over to the roadside at about 9:30 a.m. The fire from the hay spread to nearby vegetation, prompting a response from Kings County Fire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Supporters of the Massachusetts mom on trial for murdering her children dressed in pink standing hand in hand outside Plymouth Superior Court this morning.
Because it's mental health. She wasn't in her right frame of mind.
That woman traveling from New York City, the case is nearing its end. A change of address for a member of the British royal family.
Prince Harry, wife Meghan Markle, and their children, Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet, returning to the UK to set up house outside of London. This after some 6 years away. In 2020, Harry and Meghan said they'd step back as senior members of the royals and move to California.
That is Fox's Greg Palcott reporting. Ebola ravaged Eastern Congo will receive 70,000 doses of the Ervebo vaccine, which has been effective in the past for Ebola outbreaks, the WHO said. Nearly 2,500 people have died in this outbreak. America's listening to Fox News.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to parksiderealtors.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine and some high clouds, mid-90s on your Thursday. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60, and we'll be in the mid-90s again on your Friday. Saturday, upper 90s, mid-90s Sunday. Monday, low 90s, upper 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And then a week from today, low 90s. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 627 a.m., 748 p.m. We are at 66. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinzic series windows and the beautiful doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, sound off, 12:30 till 2. Karen is on, and she'll have, with Dan Dowd, they're going to be discussing the 6 arrests of a repeat offender, mostly in Paso Robles, and talking about with several of the victims. So, that is this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. As we're set and ready to go with this freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Thursday edition.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Email, nuclear fission power is probably the best option for now. Safer than many assume, but those who say it's completely safe make me nervous, mainly because of two factors, tsunamis and terrorism. All right, look what happened in Ukraine, where the largest nuke plant in Europe has been held hostage by Russians while they bombed other nuke plants. No one ever talks about this. Okay, well, it's what we deal with all over the world. Weather and terrorists, maybe more now than ever, particularly with terrorists. Although, I saw something early this morning, when was it, that the tsunami that we're supposed to have is supposed to be the they didn't say deadliest, but the largest or biggest, have most impact around the world in history since 1950. Since 1950. Okay. Let's see here. On the text, golf courses use way more water daily than data centers. No shortage of those in our area. Okay. There you go. Also, Chris gave you some information about the money coming to the airport here in Paso Robles, and I'm just assuming that's probably good news for the spaceport. I'm just guessing. I have no idea because I don't know how airports operate. But here's a question to ask, because this is for us. The potential, it would be a horizontal spaceport. And so you ask the question, because it kind of came up last hour regarding positives and negatives. Well, if we have this here, this may create or could be a problem, et cetera, but what's the overall benefit? So that's sometimes a balance or a question that needs to be asked. I don't think it's asked enough. But for example, on the horizontal spaceports, They can be a pretty good economic engine for cities. And it, obviously job creation. But you do have concerns about infrastructure. Now, I think in most of our experiences that we see that cities do not keep up with the infrastructure. And considering the location out there, and, you know, because it just came up about the potential underpass out there, how many years and so forth and so on. And the one thing, and again, I don't know how this technology works or where the future is, but at least for now, according to what I came across, that horizontal launches represent a very small fraction of overall industry volume compared to the vertical rockets. I have no idea what the reasons are. And again, according to noise and safety, increased air and space plane traffic can raise local concerns regarding community disruption and airspace management. All right, so that goes just to like a lot of things in general. Okay, so we get promised blue heaven. We're going to do this because it's going to transform this and it's going to do this and do that. But is it long-term or short-term that it's best, if it is best, for a city? So in other words, does it dramatically change the environment which people, in many cases, chose to work in, to live in? As we know, we have a lot of retirees in this area. And maybe it's really not a question for them because if they're retired, they're likely up there in years. And by the time all of this and then everything completely changes, they're gone. So does it really matter? It's like kids that grow up today without having a lot of the things that we used to play with because they're too dangerous, such as a merry-go-round or maybe even monkey bars. So if you don't grow up with it, you don't live in it, then you don't know the difference. So maybe it's something along those lines. Not really sure. All right, let's see here. What else did we have here? Civics education. So I know many of you have been keeping up on the news and the socialism. And here's something that it's probably not surprising. This goes back to 2012. So we're talking, 14 years ago. Only about a quarter of students who began college in 2012 received any college-level economics instructions. I don't know if that's surprising or I guess I'm surprised it's not longer than 2012. And so this is in because of the recent election victories of socialist in, you know, a couple of the, New York, Michigan, and Minnesota, is because they don't know any better. Because these Democratic socialist candidates are strongly supported among the educated younger voters. Now, by contrast, support among working-class voters without a college degree is weaker. So one of the explanations is, these so-called smarter, simply because they have a college degree, and they don't know enough about capitalism, and it ties in with the structure of our country, the beginnings, and the opportunities and so forth. So you put all this together, I guess you can say they don't know any better. Although there is a push, the renewal of civic education, and this would have to do with higher education, but also in the lower levels as well. So you have, learn the Constitution and the history of the United States, how markets work and institutions shape prosperity and public policy, et cetera, et cetera. So you put all these together, we're too busy teaching kids how to make macaroni and cheese.
instead of teaching the basics to be able to survive in life. So when they can get manipulated by these people for socialism and so forth, it's not surprising. So we always, not we, but many times we go back and we blame the educational system. Well, because we've sat on our hands for many years and didn't do much to correct it. I don't know why, and I can't pinpoint any year. Maybe it was by state, when a lot of these things just didn't necessarily go away, but there was less emphasis on certain core subjects, or at least the minimal. Maybe some of you know that or have a thought regarding it, but I certainly don't. I don't. All right, let's see here. What do we have? We started off this morning with the Meta and the audacity of the states, and again, some elected officials and some appointed, but they're saying that this is ruining kids' lives, and they want Meta to be held accountable to the tune of about $200 billion. But they won't hold their own states or elected officials accountable for the lives they destroyed during COVID. I say it a lot, adults make me sick, and these politicians that do these type of things are the biggest damn hypocrites in the world. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So this is, I promise, this is my last call about Meta. I the hypocrisy of this government to go after the people who have money and power. It's, they're doing to Meta exactly what they have always done to Trump. My goodness. Go after the people who have a voice. Go after the people who have money. Go after the people who might possibly oppose you. And that's exactly what they're doing to Meta. And I look at that and I say, so we've got kids that they are claiming are addicted to certain kinds of internet or games or whatever it is you want to call them. Look at what happened to the cigarettes industry. Look at the furor there was back when about what the tobacco industry was doing. I know exactly. I took classes. I stopped smoking for the reason that of finding out that they were, that the tobacco industry was and still is spraying their tobacco fields with pesticides. And then they process that. They add things to them to keep you addicted. But we don't do anything about that. The millions of people who die every single year from tobacco-related illnesses, but we let the tobacco industry go on and do what they do. Look at alcohol. If you want to ask me what I'd like to take off the market, it would be alcohol. But that's never going to happen because there's too much money and too many people making money off of that. So anytime you go after, the government goes after the people who have money and power, I am so annoyed and so, you know, if I could get up and speak to anything at all, it would be about how this government abuses the people. And you know, we want people to earn a good living. We want people to be prosperous. But anytime you're too prosperous, we're going to come after you.
Well, yeah, because if you're in a certain bracket, your taxes are going to be higher. So it's not equal across the board. Hey, you're making too much money, so we're going to tax you more.
Yes. Yeah. Or you're making too much money and you have a voice, so we're going to have to silence you because God forbid you should say anything negative about your government and how they conduct business. So well, I don't have a problem with the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world and how much money they make. I was a fan of Bill Gates. I was a fan of Steve Jobs. You know, how do you take issue with the people who have enough of a brain to create the industries that they created, and then you come after them and you claim that there's some sort of evil spirit out there that's making too much money?
Well, you know, again, it goes back to, okay, so I guess the government or the states are saying they deliberately did this. And I pointed out this morning, food companies do the same thing.
Well, yes.
They had these care. They put, I don't know if they do anymore, but they put the feel-good chemicals in the brain. And so your brain, you're engineered to be rewarded by, you know, whatever the food may be. So if we're going to do it to Meta, why not go after the food companies as well?
Well, and I'll go back to the cigarette companies. We know what the cigarette companies do. We know what they do to the tobacco. We know what they add to them to keep you addicted. But that's okay. They kill millions of people every year, but that's okay. And you're going to go after the companies that keep your kid addicted to something online? That makes zero sense to me. Absolutely zero.
Well, the tobacco companies have paid huge amounts of money over the years for health-related care expenses. They haven't been left alone.
No, but we don't take them off the market like they want to. What they want to do to Meta is they want to dummy them down to the point where their programs are not addictive. Well, what's the difference here?
No, I don't disagree. And again, as you know, and people listening, I love to point out the hypocrisy, because when the government, okay, gambling's addictive, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. So what do we do? Well, let's gamble and have a lottery to save education.
Yeah.
All right. So no matter, and, you know, I know, I think where you stand on it. So, hey, we need more money, so let's legalize marijuana. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've said this. Well, then let's just go ahead and legalize prostitution, because that can generate money. Why not? I mean, we're giving needles to drug addicts with taxpayer money.
It's just hypocrisy from one end to the other.
Well, okay, so what would happen, and again, this comes on, again, part of the hypocrisy. So these agencies, these government agencies go after the tobacco company. They go after Meta and, you know, whomever, because they care. And,
yeah.
I think what your point is, if they care so much, then just put them out of business.
Absolutely. And we had the opportunity to do that to the tobacco industry, you know, way back when. You know, if anybody hasn't watched the movie, it's called The Insider, and starring Russell Crowe and Al Pacino. Excellent movie. Told you exactly what the cigarette companies were doing to tobacco to keep people hooked. And so we know all of this, but there's so much money behind those industries that the government leaves them alone, because fighting them would be too... And they're going to leave Meta alone eventually. That's going to come. It's going to cost Zuckerberg a fortune, the company a fortune, but they're eventually going to leave them alone because they're not doing anything illegal.
Not yet.
Not well. Yeah, so.
Not yet, because the government has the power to change the laws. And on this book I've been reading over the last couple of years, you know, it talks about that, how sometimes government goes after a certain entity, industry, whatever you want to call it, or company, and they get spanked, and then these same officials, they get donations.
Oh, yes, of course.
And
yeah.
That, you know, that wouldn't be surprising. Or it's an act. It's they're just doing this before the public as it's a show. Look at me. I'm trying to protect your children, when instead they should say, and you said this the other day, the parents should be protecting the children, not Meta.
Sure, absolutely. And there's nothing we can do about some of those other industries, be it tobacco or alcohol. There's nothing we can do about them when it comes to monitoring your children. You know, oh, well, if it were my child, I would. But there are things you can do to monitor your child and their online services. And I'm thinking to myself, where is the parent to say, okay, we're going to limit your time online and we're going to limit where you can go? That's a real easy thing to do. There's all kinds of programs. Or how about this? If I catch you online looking at this or online looking at that, I'm going to take your phone away. Plain and simple. You know, most kids would wither and die without their cell phones. Well, you know, make it the biggest threat they can receive is that you don't go on to certain sites and do certain things, because this is a punishment. But you've got a bunch of weenie parents out there who don't want to stand up to their own kids, and this is what we've got.
Well, but you also have a different mentality within the society today of, okay, then the kid goes to school, and they come up with a story that, you know, they go tell the teacher or the counselor, and because our counselors or teachers, they decide, well, I think we need to call Child Protective Services because this sounds serious.
Yeah,
My parents threatened me.
I'd have been in jail countless times if my kids had have gone to the authorities for what I threatened to do to them.
Oh, my dad would still be serving time, yeah. No doubt about it. But I think that is a... it is a bit of a threat to the parents, and also,
yeah,
the breakup in the marriage or the family. So now are you pitting one parent against, or you know, the child against the other?
Yeah, it's ongoing, and all I look at is I say, and my kids will tell you, you know, did they ever want to be confronted by their mother because they had done this or done that? The answer was no. So that kept them straight in a lot of ways. But that doesn't happen today. Kids are not the least bit threatened by their parents.
Well, no. Again, so, you know, I just guessed on a couple of those reasons. Yeah, I mean, the last thing you wanted to do was, you know, in my case, you know, well, you know, mom would deal with me. Now, when your father gets home, he's going to deal with you. I just did not want to do that, so what do? Well, you toe the line.
Yes.
You know, that's what you do, because you just want to go home, pet the cat, have dinner, do your homework, play ball, and that's it. You don't want to have to deal with mom or dad.
And you want all of the perks and all of the benefits that come from that kind of behavior. You know, my kids did not want to deal with the consequences of the disobeying or the bad behavior. Well, again, you know, we don't have parents that impose those things today. You know, everybody is very lax, very, very busy. And I'll have to give it that people are really busy today, working hard and just trying to survive. And I get that. But the kids have gotten lost in the mix here. And we have to come back to parenting.
Well, yeah, and we're almost out of time. But some of that also, when you say that, you know, they're busy, some of that has to do with trying to keep up with the Joneses, too. So,
yeah, always.
Right. Okay, so. We got to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Boy, I wish I had enough time for today in history, but I don't.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. According to a new study, the county's agricultural and livestock sectors generated $3.4 billion in economic activity in 2024. The study found that the agricultural activity injects $9.3 million into the county's economy every day. This report reflects a 34% increase from 2019. 71-year-old David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation and 30 days in county jail. This is from felony vandalism and misdemeanor violations of court orders from an alleged harassment at several Templeton area neighbors. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on to, along with Dan Dow, to discuss the 6th arrest of a repeat offender, mostly in Paso Robles, and also some of the victims. Enjoy that.
And enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.